Feely Outdoor Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Saturday morning. And while today might not be the greatest day Saturday, tomorrow's going to be up in the 30s, so we might be hearing some icicles dripping and some water on the sidewalks and on the roads and everything else, so it might be a great day to get out fishing. And it's always a great day to get out anyway, so why not get out to Minnesota Lakes Country and try out Big Cormorant or Lido or Lizzie or whatever. And before you do that, why don't you stop into the Lake Place, the corner of Becker County 5 and Highway 10 in beautiful Lake Park. And in fact, let's go to Lake Park right now. Let's tie in with Raina Askin and find out how the fish are biting over in Minnesota. Hi, Raina. How are you?
I am great, Mike. How are you?
You know what? I'm looking forward to just some little bit warmer, more stable weather for at least a couple of days in a row, so I can kind of plan some things ahead. But I'm not sure it's going to happen for me anytime soon.
No, we're feeling the same way on this end.
Yep. So how are things going in Minnesota? I know the weather's been tough. I know we've had the ground blizzards. I know we've had all that. But are guys getting out and catching some fish?
Absolutely. You know, it's been interesting. It's kind of slow and steady for most part, and then they'll come into some real nice fish, a lot of nice panfish bites once they get into them. But it's slow and steady with just all the weather patterns. But people are definitely getting out. To those who've got, you know, permanence out there, are happy to stay snuggled inside and fishy regardless of the, you know, the weather or the blizzards. And everyone else is hunkering down with their portables.
Any lakes in particular, Raina, that people are heading to? I know that Corey always likes to mention Leaf Lake because that's his favorite, but any other lakes that are standing out for you?
That seem to be doing well.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a lot of those, you know, like you said, the Lizzies, the Sallies, you know, Lida. But Lida recently, as good as it has been, I know it's got a lot of people on there, so that bite has decreased some, unfortunately. We would really like to continue to encourage people to find those lakes that they know of that aren't maybe as populated, or ask us, say, hey, we're looking for a panfish bite, or hey, we're looking for a good walleye bite or a northern bite, and we can give a lot more direction that way. There's been some really good consistent action even on some of the bays, you know, whether it be Blue Water Bay, some of the smaller bays on, you know, Nelson, Upper Cormorant, Middle Cormorant, those kinds of things, a lot of good panfish being seen there. Little Cormorant seems to be doing real good on northern. Depends on where you're at. Some of them are smaller, and some are getting into some real nice big ones, and so there's some good action there. Walleyes are hit and miss depending on where you go. Some good small ones, but no real big monsters recently.
How are ice conditions, Raina? I know that we've had such cold weather that I'm presuming that ice conditions are pretty good, but one problem we did have was we had early on, as you know and everybody else knows, that you know, we had the early ice, then we had some snow, then we had water on top of the ice. How are the conditions out there?
You know, we were really pleased to hear even last weekend when we had a heat wave and everybody was able to get out. We were really pleased to hear that the conditions have improved drastically. Those slushy spots, those, you know, lakes that were really struggling with a lot of slush on top of the ice, all of that has frozen down, and so now you've got a lot thicker ice conditions. A lot of lakes are seeing 20 inches right now. Some are going to have to replow with the blowing of the snow that's going on, but even as hard as this wind has come, a lot of those spots are really hard packed, so it's been great driving where they can get out. Of course, you know, the west access on Cormorant is impassable unless they've got a snowmobile, so find a different way for that particular lake, but conditions are much improved.
Excellent. We're talking with Raina Askin of the Lake Place in Lake Park, Minnesota, about ice fishing success and ice fishing conditions in western Minnesota. I'm always amazed at those of you who get into the bait shop business or get into a business that is so dependent on the weather. You know, I mean, in everybody's perfect world, we'd have 25-degree temperatures all winter long with light winds and lots of sunshine so that people could get out. But that ain't the way it works, right? And it just, you know, you'll have a couple of days here and there where it's really nice and old gal dang it, have a blizzard. It has to be a situation where it's like, man, can't we just stabilize things a little bit? Can't we control this weather a little bit?
Exactly, and we would appreciate that. We've got some real hearty regular customers who don't care how nasty it is outside, but for the families heading out, we would appreciate some weather stability as well.
Anything else you want to get out there, Raina?
Oh, we're just happy to have people swinging in here. We do have a contest going on. When you stop in the store, sign up. We have an opportunity to win some Muskies Incorporated banquet tickets. So you got to swing in by the store and sign up here, and we're happy to see everybody this weekend.
Perfect. Thank you, Raina. Talk
Thank
to you later.
You.
You bet. Raina Askin of the Lake Place in Lake Park, Minnesota. It really is. She and Corey and the family have really done a nice job of updating that bait shop and really making it friendly and family friendly, and just making it a very welcoming place to stop in. So, heck, I stop in there just to grab a cup of coffee on my way to Detroit Lakes or Park Rapids or any place else. So I would suggest that you do the same thing. I get gas there too. They have gasoline up on the corner there of Becker County 5 and Highway 10. This is Mike McFeely Outdoors. We'll wrap things up next in the program with Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service on Devil's Lake. We got to find out from Jeff about that ground blizzard on Thursday. He was out and about in that stuff, guiding on Devil's Lake. Yikes, we'll find out how it went. Hope he's alive. I think he is.
And she thinks we're just fishing.